So let's start the next talk. Introduction to the Open API Podcast API with Kuhn Glutzbahn and Karen Einsworth. Sorry for the pronunciation. So the stage is yours. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. So yeah, we are here to present the. Thank you. Thank you. We're here to present the Open Podcast API, which is. A new specification that allows users to actually synchronize their podcast listening data, like your subscriptions, episodes, where you started, where you want to continue, et cetera, et cetera. So why are we actually doing this new API? It's because we have a problem. And the problem is that there is actually a de facto standard for synchronizing podcasting data between devices. But it has a couple of challenges, let's say. One of them being that it's no longer actively maintained for the moment. There is a draft of for a new version of the API, which is good, but has been still for a while. So that's one issue. But maybe a bigger problem is that there are some technical issues fundamentally in the API and the way it's designed. One of them is about the episode identification, which is basically based on the media URL, which is in the RSS feed. And that thing is not always unique. RSS is a standard, but it's a Wild West at the same time. So we can't really rely too much on that. So that's a problem. And also the software behind this standard has some issues with feed duplication, which occurs if a podcast changes the RSS feed, they change their URL, then yeah, you get the same podcast twice in your subscriptions list. And so I said, well, we didn't say that yet, but I'm with AntennaPod and Kiran is with Funkwill. And in AntennaPod, what we see is that that service, that software behind the API de facto standard is actually used as a centralized service. So there's a lot of users, which is great, but it's also a restraint on the servers. And so that overload is actually causing end users in AntennaPod to see errors, and then they come and complain to us. And we're like, well, yeah, we don't have too much influence over that. So the solution there to these set of problems is to build that new API standard, which is actually building on the existing standard, but being more extensible, more standards compliant, easier to implement across different projects so that we avoid the centralization aspect. So for users, that means that they can synchronize their subscriptions, listening progress, favorites, queues, et cetera, et cetera. That the idea is that they can connect all their different devices. So if, whether you're on your desktop or your mobile, or if you have a work mobile and a private mobile, that all your listening progress, et cetera, moves from one to the other. And also, this integration with the different apps would allow you as a user to actually switch from AntennaPod to Casts if you don't like AntennaPod for some weird reason. And so, but that's on the end user side, but we need developers to implement that API, of course. And so to make that as easy as possible, we want to have clear and comprehensive documentation about the features, but also about the behavior. So if I send this API call, then what is expected to happen? We want to have the specs being reliable and easy to implement. And also we want them to be feature complete, because different podcasting apps and servers and services all have different features. Some might have multiple queues that you can create. Some, like AntennaPod, we only have one queue that you can create. So we need to make sure that the API covers all these different use cases. So the approach there is to build a new API spec based on the existing standard, which I assume many of you might have guessed is gpodder.net. because it's a great thing to start from. But there are some issues that we are trying to solve. So we're building on it in a way. We're taking inspiration from it, I should say. But actually, compatibility with it is not our main focus. We also try to follow the OpenAPI standard specification because that allows for easier integration into software. By respecting the standard, we can have CI create libraries which are always up to date with the latest specifications, and that's our plan also to do that for different languages. And an important aspect there is also that RSS is our single source of truth, meaning that we don't want to synchronize, for example, episode titles, because that's already in the RSS feed. So why would we synchronize data that's already in the RSS feed? But at the same time, we also have already the GUID of an episode, the unique identifier of an episode in the RSS feed, but it's unique, but not really, because of RSS Wild West. So we do actually expect to create and synchronize a true unique identifier for podcasts, for episodes. And then we're also trying to be podcasting 2.0 ready, which refers specifically to the GUID at the podcast level. And there are some technical challenges. One is about the episode identification, like I said. There's a GUID in the feed to identify an episode, but that's not always globally unique. So why is it called a GUID anyway? You have links and you have enclosure URLs, and we thought, okay, to identify an episode, in order to sync data between devices, we could do a hash of these three, but like they're all changing. They're all optional in the RSS standard, so you might have none of these and then end up with no hash, I guess. So that doesn't really work. We are having the solution that the first discoverer of an episode, whether that's a server, if it pulls the RSS feed, or if it's a client, it creates the GUID, and then there's some things that we need to consider, like first pull the new information from the server and then send back to avoid race condition, etc. And also we expect the client to do deduplication of episodes. But if you are interested in more technical aspects, there's a link to the notes.
Okay, thank you. So building on that sort of quite specific example, there's the more general question of feature compatibility. So clients and servers need to agree in a way on what is compatible. We need to have a way of communicating that. So we can't expect all apps and services to support every single endpoint, every single call, because different apps implement different things in different ways. So to sort of get around this, what we've decided is that we should have essentially a core feature set where we say that specific endpoints are considered core and you must support them as a client or as a server in order to be considered open podcast compatible. There is, of course, then scope to optionally sort of extend this and to add additional endpoints which are, give us more functionality but are not considered core. So you can then negotiate that between your API, your server, and your client. These would be then documented in the specification, what is necessary for compliance, what is an optional extension, and then we can sort of work with clients and servers to map that and say what works for you and what do you need to implement. So what sort of endpoints are we looking to add? Well, we've got a few that we've already been working on. So as Kuhn has already mentioned, subscriptions is a big one. That's fetching and storing and syncing all of your feeds, all of your subscriptions between devices, with the option to update them, change their URL or change their position or whatever it may be, and delete them and to manage them across all devices. Versioning, this is an important one. If the specification changes and we decide to deprecate something, change an endpoint, we need to express what major versions are supported so that clients are aware of what they are able to get from the server. We are currently discussing episodes, but as Kuhn has already alluded to, this is a very complicated thing. So we already have a pad full of information about how we will synchronize this. But the goal is to have that sort of implemented to synchronize status and playback position, how long you've played it, that kind of thing, for all episodes across all different feeds. In future, we would also like to be able to synchronize, you know, settings or give an optional endpoint for synchronizing settings, search endpoint, discovery for, you know, discovering a sort of similar podcasts and features, and also ratings and reviews, which are becoming a big part of a lot of sort of podcast stores. So who's involved?